My, oh, my. Lots of commercials. All right, Paul. I believe you can go on Google, actually, and type in, if I remember right, it's LaPorte County early warning sirens, maybe. I'd have to try it myself here. I got too many screens going. I don't want to do it just yet. But I believe if you try that on Google, somebody might chime in and correct me. It'll give you a map of where the sirens are. But even ones like if you're near one, I can't remember if there's one by the police station or not. There'll be people on the radio, too, that morning that can guide you in the right direction. But you don't have to go far from your house unless you want to. I don't mind traveling, so I'll go to whichever one. Usually I'll take the farthest one out. That way nobody else has to worry about it. But if there's one close by that you can hear from your house, figure out where that one's at, and that could be the one you do every month if you want, you know. So, but W9DLP, if you write that down, W9DLP, he is the net control for the Saturday morning siren test net. Okay, very good information there. Sorry if I timed up the repeater there. Not sure if I did or not. But anyhow, I believe I'm probably sandwiched between at least a couple sirens. And I certainly hear them. Anyway, I'll pass back over to you and IGSM. Okay, very good. Well, before the next siren test, if you go to the sirens and go up to the pole, there will be a number on there. It's usually a three-digit number, like 105, 506, something to that effect, 20-something. Get that number off of each one of those that you're in between, because you don't have to physically be there to do the test. If you can hear both and you can tell you're hearing both, you can tell Dave which ones you're reporting on. And if you can tell if they're ones that go round and round, which you can tell those are without hearing them, if it's just one big horn, then it's probably going to rotate, right, so that it goes in all directions 360. If it's a bunch of horns in a 360 circle, then it's a stationary one. It does not go round and round. So what we report is whether or not it's making noise and whether or not it's going round and round if it's a round and round type siren. So if you get that information, you could do it right from your front porch and report on two sirens, which is very, very helpful.